was once. We started this whole Expendables thing together, but we had a falling out.
What are you gonna do?
Reload.
Hey, Barney. You should have killed me where you had the chance. You want them, kids? Come get them.
You were stupid enough to get yourself into this mess! We're the only ones crazy enough to get you out of it!
Okay, here's the deal. Sylvester Stallone has gotten the gang back together again for another round of The Expendables. In this second sequel, the ragtag group of mercenaries try to take down a ruthless arms dealer who used to be part of their team. Some new familiar faces are along for the ride, including Wesley Snipes, Harrison Ford, Kelsey Grammer, Mel Gibson, and Antonio Banderas. Though sanitized with bloodless kills for a PG-13 rating, the action can be pretty fun. However, the middle of the movie sags when Stallone abandons his old team for younger whippersnappers on a suicide mission. Seriously, no one cares about Kellan Lutz, and UFC superstar Ronda Rousey is such a bad actress she makes Gina Carano in Fast and Furious 6 look like Helen Mirren. Still, for nostalgia and less bloody action when the old guys get in the game, the film can be fun. The Expendables 3 gets 3 stars out of 5. This is Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.